Top News Time, everybody. We begin this morning with some Hollywood news, blockbuster news, if you will. Academy Award-winning actors Tommy Lee Jones and Morgan Freeman are teaming up for a new movie. It's called Villa Capri, and believe it or not, I was surprised. This is the first time these Hollywood veterans have ever worked together.
Really?
Yeah, hard to believe, even though they have appeared in almost 200 films combined. This new film is an action comedy about an ex-FBI agent and an ex-mob lawyer. You can figure out which one's which. Use your imagination. They're in the witness protection program. They need to put aside their differences in order to escape a lot of people who want them both dead. According to an Hollywood Reporter, the film could start shooting early this summer in New Mexico. Love
That's
the pairing. Yeah, they're just legends. Also, remember your eighth grade science project? I know what I did. You guys might have done the baking soda volcano.
Oh, yeah, right.
I did the old light bulb powered by potatoes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
This 14-year-old kid, Taylor Rosenthal, his project was a little different. It might make him a multi-millionaire. The Alabama student developed RecMed, a first aid vending machine he was inspired to make after years of playing baseball and not being able to find a Band-Aid when someone needed it. The idea won him $100,000 in a young entrepreneur competition.
Whoa.
And then a $30 million offer from a major corporation
what?
To buy
Come on.
The idea out.
Oh, my God.
Taylor, though, holding out. The first prototype has been made. The straight-A student says he sees RecMed in any high-traffic area where kids can get hurt. And so far, he's right. Six Flags has ordered 100 machines for its parts.
He passed up $30 million.
Yes, he did.
He's holding out.
He's hedging his back. What? I love this kid. He's 14 years old. He says he's going to Notre Dame. Oh, okay.
Okay. Can you 30 and invent something else?
I know. Taylor. Little piece of information for you. And then we're congratulations on that, Ben. And finally, if you ever needed a reason to toast good health, this is it. Mexican researchers have found that tequila could prevent osteoporosis. A study published in Science Daily found that the blue variety of agave used to make tequila contains special fructans that help absorb calcium and magnesium, both of which are essential for good bone health. Or it could be just that your back looks straighter when you're lying flat after passing out. The lead researcher of the study says she hopes to use this knowledge to develop a treatment for osteoporosis. Of course, skeptics say take the study with a grain of salt.
And
like a lot.
No samples this morning?
No, no. Just a shoulder thing,
Rob. Just a shoulder
thing.